Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Bullseye Podcast, brought to you by AFI Advisors. This is Josh Shores, sitting at this huge table with Peter Raber and Brian Brummett. Brian's got a windscreen. Brian's got a windscreen.
Don't have to clean the mics afterwards anymore.
A full setup now. Now all I need is leg room.
Listen,
don't
you can't
be going
picky.
Again picky on me. We got you the $12 windscreen.
You bellyached about
for the year.
You bellyached about not having a windscreen. You finally get one. Literally today is the first day you're using it, and I'll be darned if you're not complaining about something else.
Younger generation.
Millennials.
Give me a cookie. I'm going to ask for a glass of milk. You know.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Oh, those books are just, yeah, bring back memories. It's the if you give a mouse a cookie books, and then it like goes through. Well, then you're going to have to give him milk, and then you're going to have to give him a plate. Then you're going to have to, like, it goes all the way
through. And he's going to want to go to sleep, and you're going to have to give him a pillow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've read that, those.
You're lucky.
That, those.
Yeah.
If you give a pig a pancake, if you give a...
Oh, I've not heard of those. Yeah,
Oh, there's a huge line.
Were these books that you were required to read growing up?
Yeah, no, we read them to the boys.
Oh.
It was high school for me, so...
Well, around the time I was finishing school and wasn't obligated to read anymore, I kind of just stopped reading. Well, now you can just play books.
Yeah. Listen to them. I'm much more of an audiobook person just because of the time factor. I can do that in the car. I can't read while I'm driving.
Well,
at least I shouldn't.
I have a very big beef regarding this. And this seems to be the place where we can air our grievances. But I don't like when people say they've read so-and-so book when they've listened to it. Those are two different things.
It just doesn't bother me. It's not a problem.
Just you're not any less of a person because you listened to it. That's fine. You're still obtaining the knowledge, but you didn't read it.
That is true.
That's true. Next subject.
That is true.
So if someone texts you something, said this or did they just text it?
What?
Like if I texted you something,
right?
Would you tell people that I said that or would you tell people that I wrote it?
Semantics.
Brian.
That's your line, huh? That doesn't...
I don't know. I don't think of
no,
it like
I,
that.
I guess I do understand kind of where you're coming from. Like if you have a big old book, you know, 1,000-page book, and you put the time and effort to read it
mm-hmm.
versus having it read to you, which mm-hmm. is what an audiobook is, I could see that. But those people just don't tend to bother me.
No, it's just not that big of a deal to
I don't know when they exist and when they don't.
So I have issues. Clearly.
Well, this is a safe space.
Is it, though?
It's public.
I mean, we make fun of you, but yeah, you're safe.
I don't feel so safe. 1.6 billion with a B. B as in butter, bed, bird. $1.6 billion Powerball. And by the time someone's listening to this, when it releases, we'll see if someone won.
And if someone did win and they're listening to this, this is AFI Advisors.
Come talk to us.
If I am not here next week, I probably won.
It's a lot of money.
But I told Peter I was going to cut you a check. I was going to buy the company, and we'll just...
I think you said we were going to turn it into a fancy coffee shop to completely destroy my own.
No, I said I'd buy the company, but then I wouldn't know what to do with it, so we'd probably just fizzle out, and we got this building. So we got to do something
so
with
he's
it.
Not keeping you on staff, it sounds like.
Not if it's a coffee shop.
You Here, buy me take out. Your burnt water.
We could be like those coffee shops that insult their customers. You know,
yeah.
I could maybe get behind that. Like,
are
I
those
could,
a thing?
Yeah, there.
I know
some restaurants are. Yeah.
There's that Dick's restaurant that mm-hmm. literally insults you the entire time. I was like, why was I not working here through school and everything? This would have been perfect.
It's. I mean, there's a novelty to it, so I'm sure there are.
I'd have a hard time.
1.6 billion is huge.
I'd have a hard time finding that line on, I want to be mean, but not so mean that they don't come back.
Mm. I think once you cross to the dark side, you just
you just go for it.
Yeah. So I don't. I've never played the lottery. The what I call it, the real lottery. I've done like little scratch off tickets.
Right.
I don't think those count. That's just more fun. But I've never played the real lottery, and I lose the lottery a lot for a guy that never plays.
So. Well, to be fair, your chances of winning not playing is about the same as it is winning if you do play. It's one in 292 million chance of winning.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
Per ticket.
Per ticket. Yeah, so you can cut that in half by buying two tickets.
So still how bad. Much how much are tickets?
$2.
But then you have to get the add-on stuff, don't you?
I don't know. I've only bought it once.
Clearly, as financial advisors, we don't play the lottery.
There's add-ons?
Yeah, because you can get – like you can just play the lottery and then you can – there's a Powerball adder where you also pick the last number, which is the Powerball. So you can play the lottery without Powerball, but I think it's like a dollar. It's an – add-on for
now, is it
stuff.
All win or lose, or is there some in between if you get some of the numbers right?
No, there's some. You know, it's just depending. I think if you get them all but the Powerball, you have certain dollar amount and everything.
And does it have to be in order, or do you just have to get the right numbers?
I don't think it has to be in order.
Okay.
But I'm like Josh. I don't play enough to know. Although I do know that although they're saying it's $1.6 billion, that's only if you take the annuity.
Right.
Your cash option's like 750.
782.4 million.
782.4. So after taxes, you're looking at like 495 is what you're, which is still more than enough money.
Yeah.
That's all you're getting.
I'm like, so what's the downside here?
I used to live in Bristol when I worked here. So going up 81, you'd see those billboards that told you how much the. So I always, you know, you roughly cut it in half and then you subtract about 40% or so for taxes. And that math usually took me the rest of the way here. So
I count trucks instead. Punch buggies.
I listen to books.
But, I mean, the lottery is going to change people's lives, hopefully for the better. It doesn't seem – all the stories that come out are awful for lottery winners.
Yeah.
You know, it's a staggering number that are – their family life is ruined.
Absolutely.
After winning. And so maybe you're better off by not getting that much money that quickly.
70% go broke within 7 years. Of winning the lottery?
Honestly, I think, you know, the math answer is take the lump sum, but then put that lump sum into a trust, put it into something that, you know, you can designate somebody to say no to your relatives. You can just be like, look, for my own mental health, I put it in a trust. It's controlled by this person. They're paying me. And doing, you know, things, and they know my wishes, so go talk to them. And then you don't have to worry about as much of, you know. But I still expect you to pick up the bill at the restaurant if you just want to.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that causing some major family issues.
I actually played around with the numbers a little bit before we came in here. So if you can beat a 4.3% annualized gain every year, it's better to take the lump sum.
Which you can in treasuries right now.
You can in treasuries. CDs so, alone are paying 4.6-ish percent for 1 year.
Now, I will say interest rates are the reason why the number is so high. Because the annuity is paid out over a three-decade period.
Yes.
So one of the reasons we're seeing these high headline numbers is as interest rates are going up, their models can assume that they would be able to pay a higher amount. So when you have low interest rates, you know, this same jackpot for the number of tickets bought would be significantly less.
Would they lower the cash value then relative to the – okay.
The cash value is driven by number of tickets sold.
Okay.
The annuitized value is based upon if we sold that number of tickets and we got X amount of dollars and we had to invest that over a 30-year time period to make an annuity, then that's where it is. So these interest rates going up due to inflation. So if we want to – you know, give inflation any sort of credit for anything. It's that the annuity number went up on the lottery.
Hypothetically, what would happen if everyone just stopped playing the lottery?
It just wouldn't have a value.
Schools would crumble.
Yes. Because, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of, obviously schools is a big deal, but I was sitting here thinking, you know, what else would be.
Well, we haven't
impacted.
Always had the Tennessee lottery.
We haven't. But so much revenue.
It was actually
is driven
fairly
that
recent,
way.
Yeah.
But you got to figure it's another tax, right? So functionally, you know, $400 million, give or take, is going to the government when somebody wins this. So, you know, we look at these big, you know, infrastructure spending bills and whatever it is. And I know we're in the billions of dollars and trillions of dollars, but it's more money to the U.S. government. It's more money to state governments. It's more money, you know, in. So I think it would have indirect
problems.
And then there'd probably be an illegal version that just sprung up behind it.
I mean, yeah, black market usually falls in and takes over stuff that becomes illegal.
Well, if you are listening to this and you won the Powerball over the weekend, we are located in the Regions Bank building on the third floor in Colonial Heights if you want to come talk to us.
For now.
For now.
Before we become a coffee shop, please.
before we open up our insult you coffee shop. Oh, it's you again.
Have a good morning.
What do you want, a tea?
We'll throw the southern dialect in there with it, too. Not only will we insult you, we'll sound super southern while we do it.
Josh becomes more southern as he insults people.
I do. It's embarrassing.
He's just getting ready to throw barbs back at the people who are going to be yelling at him this weekend.
Yeah, Josh is going to be singing this weekend.
Well, I'm going to be playing drums, mostly. I'll sing some.
Semantics, right?
I'll sing some. But we were joking about that because I'm playing music at a big watch party Saturday for the Tennessee-Georgia game, and Brian's coming, and we're going to force him to watch an entire football game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He said it was either watch football or listen to him. So I just said I'd do both, you know.
We're going to make him sit there and watch it every play, and then we're going to talk about it afterwards. And then
fun.
You can come in here and you'll be prepared. You'll be ready to just, you know.
Next week, 30 minutes of Brian explaining football.
Yeah, talk shop on football. And, you know, I'm sure your father-in-law would think more of you. It's okay. He's not listening.
No, he's not.
Henry, you know, has never really gotten into football. Like, he'll sit there and watch the games with me, but he doesn't know the rules well enough. And I don't know what's going on type thing. And so he actually asked me the other day, I was like, can I come up to the office and, like, you spend 2 hours explaining football to me? Because when I'm playing in the band and I'm watching this stuff happen, I don't know. It's like, buddy, I've sat in the living room explaining this stuff to you while we've watched the game and you're not getting it. So why is that going to be any different? And I guess it's got to be the motivation to learn it.
It's so weird that he came up with 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's a very specific.
He was like, I think I can do it in 2 hours and we'll be good to go. But I was like, or we could watch a game together for 2 hours and I'll explain it as we go. It's not that hard.
And it's probably easier with visuals, too.
Yeah, the basic concepts aren't that hard. There's a lot of, you know, weird penalties and things like that. But, I mean, to know the basics is fairly simple.
I will say I saw something the other day and it is somewhat taken, I guess, the initial enjoyment out of some of the scores. And it was a person who pointed out that people only think that soccer is low scoring is because we make up points in all the other sports. So when you win 28-7, you won 4-1.
Yeah.
And, you know, that type stuff. So it's there's some weird rules, and nobody needs to know all the reasons why something's an illegal formation or whatever it is. But you get your basic ones, and then you can yell at the screen with your buddies, and you're good.
Would soccer be more entertaining for these people if it was 7 points per goal?
I think we've proved
probably
that.
Would be, yeah.
I'm not a soccer guy.
World Cup is coming up.
I have
Qatar.
Nothing. I have nothing good to say about
watching
it.
Watching it nonstop during the World Cup. It's coming up. You know, it's every 4 years. You're just gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah.
The U.S. is back in it after not making it last time.
It's a huge deal.
Although Qatar sounds awful.
And I know that soccer is not the only sport to do this, but I feel like there should never be a game that can end in a tie. And I know that happens with, I mean, it's very common in hockey. It's, common now sometimes in football and stuff like that. I just feel like that just seems crazy to me.
Just keep playing until someone wins.
Well, that's one of the reasons, you know, baseball is timeless, you know, and it's one of the reasons I love baseball. There's a winner at the end if it goes 25 innings, you know, there's going to be a winner in the end. I don't think they allow ties in the World Cup because I think every game has to, or after a certain point, it goes to penalty shootout type thing to make sure that
that's the only time soccer's fun is when they do that. Yep. That's the only time I want to watch it, when they're doing like penalty kicks and stuff.
There you go. Watch for that. There'll be plenty. Tons of people just falling down randomly. No one touched them.
Oh, gosh.
I always felt like a goalie would almost be better off if they just stood still as opposed to taking that 50-50 shot of diving left or right.
I'd have to ask my cousin. My cousin is one of the, I think, highest rated goaltenders in women's soccer up in Connecticut or something like that. Now she coaches up there, you know, and that's her thing. So she would know. I have no idea. I gave up on soccer when we had to start really running.
Well, you get her on the phone. We've got a lot of things we want to ask and discuss. Why soccer? Why?
No, Tennessee football is going to be much more fun to watch than soccer will be.
But it's a big game.
It is.
And I know that, when people hear this, the game will be over. I just want to say publicly, I think we have a very good chance of winning, but I also think that we could potentially lose. But, in my opinion, I'd rather lose in a situation and to a team like Georgia than lose to some just ridiculous Appalachian State.
They come up and surprise people every now and again.
That's all they ever do. They're just mediocre, and then all of a sudden they'll beat like a
Michigan.
Or something. It's like, where'd you come from?
Yep. It's that mentality. I think they take it on and just, when
worst
they have
case,
to play them,
we lose, and then they just go in there.
They see their schedule and they just circle one game, be like, all right, this is it. We're going to give our all on this game. The rest, we'll see what happens.
Well, and it's that much sweeter because they normally get paid, $700,000 to, co-play those big schools. And then, so they get the win plus the money. There was that weekend early in the year in this college football season where there was a bunch of upsets by really, less ranked teams. And I want to say that it was upwards of like $5 million was paid to schools to beat them. In one weekend. It was an insane number, but it's going to be good. I think I'm in the same boat as you, which is, wishy-washy right on the top of the fence. We're good enough to win, but it's still Georgia. It's still a much better defense than we've played, but I don't know. I'm hesitant to jump on the "we're absolutely going to win" bandwagon just because I'm a Tennessee fan and we've gone through this enough times.
That's true.
We were supposed to beat LSU that one year and just walk into the national championship and they were like, oh no. Mm-hmm. Not your turn.
Well, plus from a resume standpoint, a loss at Georgia at this point in the season is not really the most detrimental thing.
No.
So that helps.
I will say if Georgia wins, then I'm going to be in the odd position of having to cheer for Georgia against Alabama. And I hate Georgia. I just do. It's my sister-in-law's school. She loves, Georgia. And so we've always had that kind of back and forth. And that will absolutely kill me. But if we have one loss and it's to Georgia and Georgia has no losses, we still make the college football playoff.
Right.
But if Bama wins and everybody's got one loss, Tennessee's probably out.
I don't know if you so we talked about Josh Mancuso making all the funny college videos and stuff, and he recently just put out one that has two guys, two fans, so one good. Georgia, one Tennessee. Yeah. So and good. Whenever you said the Georgia thing, I was thinking of his video where he was the Georgia guy. Or no, he was the Tennessee guy, and he was like, he was saying to the Georgia man, your fans just bark at people.
Yep.
It's so weird. Just
and Tennessee fans just howl at people for Smokey. Yeah, it was really good. It was a well-done video. Josh does a great job with those things.
He really does, and I've been seeing the videos, and they're definitely getting a lot of traction. So he's found a good niche to be in with those. So we need to try to drag him in here.
Yeah.
One day, peer pressure. Since we're, you know, giving him free promotion on the Bullseye podcast.
If he doesn't, we'll call him out.
That's our trend, right?
That's what we do. We'll call you out from our little corner office. Well, what else you guys want to talk about?
Go vote.
Oh, voting, yes.
Yeah. Should come out, depending upon editing time, Election Day. So if you're listening to this in the car in the morning,
go vote.
It's election day. Yeah, go vote. Yeah. If it's the day after, don't go vote.
It's too late. You should have, but you didn't.
Our bad.
Our bad.
Oh, I want to say Nicole Alston did a really good job today speaking to Kiwanis.
She did.
She did really well.
She did really well. Nicole over at the Kingsport Chamber, friend of mine, and we've met her through the ambassador program. Yeah, she's just great.
We were given the instructions, try not to heckle her. And we tried.
Which, when someone tells you not to, it almost makes you want to do it even more. But we were very well behaved. We were at Kiwanis today. And
would she say that?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. We were very well behaved. She gave a great presentation, just kind of filling everyone in.
You know, as involved as we are in the Kingsport Chamber of Commerce, I didn't know all of the stuff that they did.
There were a couple of things that were somewhat new to me.
Yeah.
But just a lot going on. But they do a great job over there. They're very community forward. And I can't say that for every place, but I can say that for them. So really appreciative of them and all the work they do. They have their big 75th annual, what was it, Broadway to Hollywood event tonight?
Something like that. So that's tonight. So if you're listening to it'll be last Friday. Yeah.
And then you'll have the big annual party dinner thing that they do.
And they they're having a New Year's Eve thing this year. Could be fun.
Could be.
I will say, Nicole, who was over at the chamber breakfast that we all went to, threw out a line that shocked me. And she was like, and now I'm going to announce 42 new businesses and a little bit about them. And then she just went.
I don't know how she went that long without breathing.
Yeah.
Like it was.
but it was incredibly fluent.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And you could hear it. You could understand it.
Yeah. And it wasn't like mundane and boring. Like it was somewhat interesting. I don't know how you make that interesting, but
have Nicole do
it. I mean, 42 businesses is a lot. So normally they break those up, I would have assumed.
They didn't have a breakfast last month, I think. I think that was 2 months worth.
Was it? I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
But I mean, still, if you know, 22, 21.
Yeah.
That's still a lot for 1 month.
Well, and that's also a lot of activity, just as sheer numbers for membership. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Not just to be read off. I mean, it's a lot.
And some of them were really interesting businesses.
Yeah, those chamber breakfasts are fun. And they're moving them to 8:30, which makes it a lot easier to get to.
Everybody was so much more happy in general.
The coffee was accessible because people weren't just standing there drinking out.
Usually you show – did they normally do it at 7? 7:30.
7:30.
Yeah, people would show up just looking like zombies.
And they moved where all the food and drinks were to the other side. So when you walk in, you have to go past all the food and drinks, and that made it nice.
I have a great – chamber breakfast story.
Fire away.
Brian, you'll remember this because you were there. I don't remember how long ago it was. It's been 5 months ago, maybe. I don't remember. But we were showing up there, 7:30 in the morning. keep this in mind because this is a very crucial part of the story. 7:30 in the morning, everybody's packed in here, and, you know, people are drinking coffee and kind of just, you can tell, waking up, you know. So they had music that morning. Brian knows what I'm about to say. There was a gentleman playing keyboard and singing, and there was a gentleman playing electric guitar.
And they both did great.
Yeah, they did great. They did really good, and I'm usually... You know, me and my background, I'm usually hypercritical about music and stuff like that. But they did a really good job.
It would have been better in the evening.
But all of a sudden, I am putting my fork into my muffin and getting ready to place it into my mouth. And I hear the intro. They start playing Sweet Child of Mine.
The entire song.
At 7:30 in the morning. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like... And in case you don't know, Sweet Child of Mine has like three pretty long guitar solos.
It's like a 6-minute song.
Yeah, in the middle of the song.
And I'm pretty sure they added stuff to it.
And so I was thinking, I was like, good gosh, it's awful early for cranking it up like this. And I was just looking around the room, and it was kind of this weird vibe. And the guitarist gets through the first solo. And I'm like, okay, they're probably going to wrap it up.
Cut it short.
No, he played them all.
It was so long.
And I looked at Brian after the first, and I was like, no way they're going to play all the solos. No way. And by God, they did it. And
it didn't put you to sleep.
It sounds to me like they were told, we need you to play for 30 minutes or an hour.
Probably.
They looked at their set list and they were like, we're short. Where can we add? And the guitarist was like, it's my time to shine. I got you an extra 6 minutes right here.
Right.
We're good.
I'm even going to draw out this solo. I'm going to add an extra 8 for
it. I'm about to shred these people's faces off.
Well, it wasn't even in the big room that we're usually in. They put us in a smaller room.
Yeah, it was in the small. But it was, it was fine.
It was good.
It was really good. It was just a really funny.
Maybe a little out of place.
It was just a really funny
situation.
But it was
situation. Funny, yeah.
I don't know that the long song format is viable anymore. You know, everything's gotten shorter with social media, TikToks, YouTube Reels, Instagram Reels. Everybody wants a minute or less type songs. But some of those long songs, like when they come on the radio, Sweet Child of Mine's one my wife and I always laugh at. We're like, we get about halfway through and we're like, let's change the channel. Like, we'll come back.
We get it. Yeah.
You know, it's like the first time you heard it, great. But I don't need to hear the entirety of Sweet Child, you know, every single time. So.
Or if they did it maybe while people were going to go sit down or something like that, as opposed to talking for a little bit and then stopping in the middle of it to let
I still them think play. My favorite thing, if I don't sing, I make people sign waivers, you know, for their eardrums if I'm going to sing. But I've always threatened if I got drug into like a karaoke that I'd be singing Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie. 17 and a half minute story song. And be like, this is never happening again. And I'm going to make sure of that right now.
And it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Well, that's the song I put on to annoy my kids. You know, be like, in Alice's Restaurant. We
in college, we had to give a 30 minute presentation on a song. And part of that was listening to the song, and I just picked Alice's Restaurant. I was like, I only have to talk for like 10 minutes this way.
Well, and there's so much in that there song is. That you could then – I could talk give about an it forever. Hour on, yeah. on that song. It's a great song. Wouldn't work today.
I'm sorry. I don't know how we got here. But
well, you said we're going to wing it.
Yeah, this is what happens without notes, Josh.
Brian didn't print the internet, so we're
this is what we got.
This is what we got.
You got a lot on your little note card over there. What is all that?
So this is the odds of winning the lottery, the amount the lottery is, the cash value of the lottery.
So pretty much lottery.
Lottery.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we're at minute 29, so we must have did okay.
You know, it's never a bad thing. You know, my favorite minister growing up at church was the guy what was his name? Gary Anderson. He was like, it's my job to get you out of here by 12. It was like we're going to get it in and we're going to get it out. That way you can get to the restaurants. And we were never, like, service ended at 12, no matter what.
On the dot.
On the dot. Never after. Like, another song listed in the program? Nope, not doing it. Benediction, let's go.
That's so funny. It makes me think of, I like Daniel Tosh. His stand-up, and one of his stand-up acts, he was talking about like going to church on the West Coast and how it's so hard to be a Christian and a football fan on the West Coast because the games, you know, that start on the East Coast are so early. And he was talking about, come on, we got kickoff. Let's go.
He's hilarious. He's got a very particular type of humor, but he's hilarious.
I love him.
He does
he's
a skit
awesome.
About, have you ever sat backwards on a toilet? It was like, you've got a hand rest. You can, you know, take off.
That's pretty innovative if you think about it.
So he's pretty funny.
Well, we appreciate everyone listening. Thanks for hanging in there with us and with all the shenanigans. But hey,
send us questions if you don't want
please.
This to happen.
If you don't want to just hear a bunch of gibberish, please email us questions.
I feel like it's intentional at this point. They enjoy this.
They might. We,
the people have spoken.
Even if it's a non-financial topic that you want to hear three idiots talk about, just send it our way.
Yes, send those questions to connect@afiadvisors.com. Also, be sure to follow us on all of our social channels. We're very active there, and we like to interact with others. We have a website. It's afiadvisors.com. It's really cool, so go check that out. We spend a lot of time, effort on that. So until then, guys, go Vols. I hope that when we gather next week, we have great things to talk about.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, everybody have a great weekend.